This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad.
Information is free.
The law.
There is...
It's hump day, which means the week's almost over. It also means we're going
completely mad.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right, I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Are you mad?
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty. Mad Wednesday, Michael and Dean.
We're back.
We are indeed. And a little while ago, I was at a gig and our guest coming up now was singing at it. And you know, it's one of those voices that you just think, what the? And just incredible. And I don't want to big it up too much because, you know, why? You've got to go. But anyway, I'm going to introduce this young lady now because she's going to join us with a song and a bit of a chat. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cassie McIver. Welcome.
Hello.
Well, they cut that off. Did you?
It was going for a while. I thought,
the poor girl barely got anything.
Keep the applause going.
Thank you. Yes. Rude. Okay, now you've overdone it. But welcome, and give us a little bit about you then, because you've obviously, I know you've done lots of shows and lots of stuff like that. What's a bit of a rundown of what you've done?
Well, I'm a Melbourne girl, and I went to uni at Ballarat. I did my degree in musical theatre, and then I moved overseas straight away. So I started working for Universal Studios immediately in Japan, and then from there just travelled the world and kept singing.
What made you want to go away almost immediately rather than work in, like Australia and things like that? Or did you audition? We know how bloody tough
exactly.
it is,
It was just a timing thing, I think. Yeah. It was just the right place at the right time. I was playing Elphaba in Wicked in Japan at Universal.
And when you're offered that then,
exactly.
it's like, what do you, no, I'll wait, it's all right, thanks, I'd rather work in a pub.
Yeah.
No, I mean, obviously you were just like, I've got to do that.
Exactly, and it really sort of set the tone for my whole career since, and that was 10 years ago.
Right.
So I've had a great run, and with that on the resume, it's held me in good stead.
And does it, because they often talk about doing that role, that it has an effect on your voice. Did you
totally.
Find that?
It takes over your entire life.
Yeah.
Not only do you find green in places you should never find green, but it really does take over your entire existence. And you do, but you also learn a lot about your voice. And especially at that time of my career, I was still young and, finding out about what technique is and what is singing.
Yeah. Well, every night that you're on, obviously, you want to get the notes 100% right.
Exactly.
And to give it 100%. But I think you learn, in any job, but, as a singer, that you're not able to give it 100% every night, are you? Or you have to find ways of doing it, but not overdoing it, not giving over 100%.
You have to, find ways to sort of even out your energy.
Yeah.
But, it's amazing to, especially even on the worst days, sometimes you find that's where you find the best performances because you just, if you're feeling terrible and even if you're a little bit sick, you somehow pull out.
Where you bring it out of.
Yeah. So I, not only as a singer, but as an actress, I think I really learned a lot about myself.
When I do cabaret gigs, and that's pretty much the same with Dean, I think, do you enjoy, would you say you'd have a quarter bottle of red before you went on or half a bottle?
A full bottle?
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand the question.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Right,
all right,
okay.
No, that's good. I like to hear that. Yeah. Now, you've got a gig coming up tomorrow night.
Yes.
Now, Melina on the Rooftop is on Lonsdale Street. I don't know the venue.
It's an amazing venue, amazing food.
Yeah, everybody raves about it.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's actually a little hidden gem of Melbourne, so I'm kind of reluctant to tell everybody about it.
Well, you've got to.
Well, they're not going to go.
But now everybody's going to know about it, and they're going to want to go there. It's beautiful. It's you've got views of the whole city. The food's great. And the venue's really nice. And the weather will be good tomorrow, so it'll be a nice little jam.
Lovely.
And you're doing an acoustic set, aren't
Correct.
You?
Yes. It's a little different from musical theatre.
Yeah.
But yes.
But I mean, I guess that must be nice though, because when I saw you do your gig, you did, I think, one song from a musical and one song that wasn't, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously you, as a singer, you've got to be able to do all styles, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't actually done musical theatre since I did Wicked all those years ago. Right. I sort of do song cycles and random events and a lot of recording for musical theatre things. But as far as my career sort of moved on, I like to kind of mix it up. I do pop and rock and even a bit of opera every now and then.
Wow.
But
now I wonder who does all the, you know, when you've ever listened to a karaoke track and you want to buy it or whatever, you know, those sort of, and they have the demo singers. Sometimes I wonder who does those. And I reckon that would make a really good cabaret or, you know, what do you do? I'm a karaoke singer. Oh, you sing it? No, I do the actual track. I guess sometimes you listen to them and they're really good.
Yeah.
And then other times it's like, I think you just found that person on the street because that was rubbish and sounds nothing like Elvis or Celine Dion. Or it sounds like Elvis Dion.
Yeah, well, Elvis Dion's great. Yeah, she's
really
great.
Really good. All right, well, now without too much pressure, we would love to get a live number out of you.
All right.
And what are we going to get?
Well, this is a great track. It's actually a postmodern jukebox track. Ooh. It's originally a Coolio song. Which you'll probably recognise when I get to the chorus. But yeah, this is a postmodern jukebox track, and I actually got up to sing with them when they were here in Melbourne very randomly. They pulled me up on stage because I had some friends, which was very overwhelming because I was a little bit drunk at the time.
Oh, right. But a bottle of red again.
It was the red,
of red,
you know how it goes. So it was fabulous, though. We got up and we had
a that must have been amazing.
It was. It was great. And, you know, I love all of the postmodern jukebox stuff. So this one particular track I really enjoy. So
great. Here we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Cassie McIver on Joy.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I never crossed a man, didn't deserve it. Maybe treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better stop how you're talking, the way you're walking, or you and your boys, they will be lined in shock. I really hate to trip, but I got a luck. As they croak, I see myself on the pistol smoke. Oh, I'm the kind of G that all your homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light. We're spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. We're spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Look at the situation they got me facing. I can live a normal life cause I was raised by the streets, but I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing crazy dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. I got a tan in the hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a locked out gangster setting tripping banger, and my homies is down, so don't you rouse my anger. I'm living life, do or die, what else can I say? I'm 23 now, but when I live to see 24, well, the way things are going on, I don't know. Been spending most their lives living in the gangster's paradise. We've been spending most our lives living in the gangster's Oh, tell me why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? Power and the money, money and the power, minute after minute, hour after hour. They say I gotta learn, but there's no one here to teach me. They say they can't understand me well. How am I gonna reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess that's why they're frontin'. I guess that's why now I know I'm out of luck. Oh, I've been spending most my life living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most my life living in the gangster's. I've been spending most my life living in the gangster's past.
Oh, my Lord. You are phenomenal.
Wow.
Unbelievable. We always have our news headlines about 2 minutes ago, and I do not believe for a moment that our newsboys mind waiting for doing that.
I think they were loving every minute of that out there.
Mad Wednesday, where Michael and Dean talk about their showbiz past.
So I was the Young Talent Time kid, you know.
You know I was on that show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which part of the audience?
Mad Wednesday, driving you home.
But you are so very, really funny, and that was good.
I know.
Good night, everybody.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.